So one of the things that we've talked about over the years here are the amount of fake protection dogs that we see on YouTube and online. And what ends up happening is, I don't know, probably millions of dollars are spent every single year because people are just unaware of what they are looking at. Lee Robinson and his American Sentinels is a YouTube channel that is just loaded with dogs that he claims are doing protection work, and I think Lee knows full well it's not protection work. So I have some videos here, some clips showing his dogs and explaining why this is not protection work. When you see these types of things online on YouTube, let it inform you as to what you're really looking at. So what you'll notice in the video clips below are a couple things. One, the lack of control over the dogs. They're back-tied and bouncing around and just all over the place. The other thing that you'll notice is that the dogs are not interested in the bad guy. This is really, really important. These are tug games. That's what these are, and the unsuspecting public doesn't realize that. So the dogs are not interested in the bad guy. This is a major problem for personal protection and guard work, since we want our dogs to ward off bad guys and not tug toys. So as you can see, the dog is in prey drive. It's not in defensive drive, and it wants to sleeve. You'll notice many times that the dog, once the agitator lets go of the sleeve, the dogs take the sleeve and go and play with it, leaving the owner in your house, in your car, absolutely unprotected. I don't know how long the general public will keep on being fooled by these types of things, but I want to put it out there what this is. And you know, Mike Ritland, a really good dog trainer, once had a guest on his podcast that made the estimation that somewhere around 98% of the YouTube videos that you see of so-called protection dogs are not really protection dogs. That is incredible. That is, well, anyway, what ends up happening is people purchase these dogs. The other thing I want to say about these particular dogs is that he has preserved the old fighting dog, the game bred pit bull fighting dog genetics. I can't tell you what a risk you're taking. Statistics bear this out as well. You know, if you think about it, breeding dogs for a couple hundred years to enjoy attacking and killing little squealing things doesn't bode well for kids. And the statistics totally bear this out. The dogs regress, and once you trigger those instincts in the dog that have been genetically enhanced for a long, long time, you're really taking a risk. That's why I've always maintained that you're better off with breeds of dogs that haven't been bred to do that. It's going to be hard to beat a Mastiff type dog, and it doesn't really matter what kind of Mastiff. Now, of course, any dog can turn and have regression. There's no doubt about that. But you increase the chances when you choose a breed that has been bred specifically for those things. Basically, what we have here is we have hog dogs that he sells for $3,000 and more. And, you know, it's a free market. You're free to spend your money wherever you like. But this is not protection training at all. This is more suited towards sport work, possibly prey and apprehension for police and military work, although the police departments are changing a lot as well because they're having the same problems. The dogs don't know what to do if the bad guy's not wearing a sleeve. There's lots of YouTube videos on there showing that. As a matter of fact, Learberg offered a new course with muzzle training, and a lot of the police departments are now starting to implement muzzle training. into their programs because the dogs are sleeve happy. They're jute, what we call jute junkies. And it's not about the bad guys. It's about the sleeve. It's about the bite. It's about the game. Our personal protection dogs are different than police and other types of chase and apprehend dogs. We want our dogs to stay by us and defend us. So the other thing is we don't want our dogs pulling. So if you see dogs that are back tied and being taught to lunge and to pull, you're probably not looking at a good choice for a protection dog training system, as that dog is going to pull you into a bite. So I will be adding more videos as well, clips showing what I'm talking about if you can imagine the bad guy actually petting the dog on the head, or as you see in these videos, taking the switch or the stick and being able to tap on the dog. Anytime you see this happening, consider that a dead dog. The dog should not be allowing the weapon in hand to be free while it is sucking on a sleeve. This should be just common sense if you think about it, right? If the guy has a knife or he has a gun, why would you want your dog grabbing the other arm and just hanging on? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So share this post, and so other people will know the difference. I'm glad so many people have stated that they're very, very happy that they found my channel, that they found this website, and now know what to look for when looking for a personal protection dog. You know, the CT Touch Horses has a great couple of videos. A lady spent $16,000 on a dog that was supposedly protection trained. And as you see in his videos, you can walk up and actually shake the lady, and the dog doesn't do anything. Stony Dennis, another guy who's got a video or two about people who have spent huge amount of money, $15,000-$20,000 on these dogs that are trained like you're seeing here, like Lee Robinson is training. And then when it comes to an actual real-life situation, the dog just doesn't have no idea what to do. We're working with the wrong breeds here. We're working with the wrong training here, for sure. And, you know, vote with our money. The other problem that I've personally had with Lee Robinson's kennel is just, you know, trying to get my mind around having 30 plus dogs. Wow. I just don't know how you provide the proper, and you know, I've had some other people mention how hyperactive his dogs are. You'd be hyperactive too if you were stuck in a cage all day. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of, having that many dogs, due to the fact that it's impossible to give those dogs the emotional and psychological needs that they have to be fully happy dogs. So anyway, share this post. And like I said, I will be adding more clips demonstrating. Not just that, there's also a little clip here of a guy named Hans who charges $400 for training videos. And you'll find that clip on this post as well. And what the post is, and what these are advertisements. These people are using these as advertisements to sell dogs. And in the case of the Hans video, you will see that this is not a dog protecting against two bad guys. This is actually the owner of the dog getting seriously hurt because the dog doesn't know how to defend them. And I don't know. It seems a little disingenuous to me, but they use these as advertisements, and the public needs to be aware that these are not protection dogs. This is not protection dog training.